John Jackson on Kerrang Radio. I've taken the ship out of the studio to Wembley Arena to have a chat with a couple of the bands playing here tonight. And I'm with Barry from Shinedown.
Hey, how you doing?
You must be feeling a bit mixed at the moment because you've got these massive shows in the UK.
Yeah.
But the tour is kind of coming to an end. You must be giving it your all at the moment.
Absolutely. You got to leave it all out there and kind of let it all go before you go home to rest to make another record. So we're really excited to be out here. And it's a dream come true to play places like Wembley. I mean, that's something all of us bands look forward to. And to be actually here and to have Alter Bridge bringing us here is pretty intense for us.
I guess a lot of your influences have probably played here over the years.
Absolutely. It's a big honor. It's one of the big places you look forward to playing to as a U.S. band or any band, any rock band in the world looks up to Wembley. Mm. It's like playing Red Rocks in Colorado, and even on a smaller level, playing Brixton here, which we got to do last time. That's a legendary place. I remember getting a Faith No More tape live at Brixton when I was a kid, and it blew my mind, and I dreamt of doing that, and we got to do it, and it was amazing. So yeah, definitely legendary places for not only U.K. bands, but U.S. bands as well.
You've said on Twitter, I think I saw that Brent said this is the last few gigs of this album tour.
Yes, absolutely.
What is next?
Another record. You know, we're going to take a small break. We'll take the rest of the year off, and then starting in January, start making another record. That's what we do. We've been out on this record for 21 months, almost 22 months. So it's time, and we're ready. We're ready to kind of reinvent the wheel and see what the next version of Shinedown will be.
Absolutely. What do you kind of do just to familiarize yourself with normal life again when you go back?
It takes a while. It takes a while to decompress. I think the first week is getting over jet lag and getting used to a normal family schedule, and then getting used to not having a moving bed when you're used to a bus. You know, sleeping on a bus is different than in a regular bed. And you can get pretty selfish out here because it's just about you and what you get done during the day. I mean, of course, you have your bandmates around you and your crew, but you can be pretty selfish. And when you go home, especially for somebody like me who has a family, you have to get rid of that selfishness and spend time with your wife and your kid, and it's hard to get used to that normalcy, but it's nice. And about 2 weeks in, then you get stir crazy. You're ready to get on the road again, so you have to find things to do.
These gigs have come at a great time for you because you got the single out,
Miracle,
which we've been playing an absolute ton on
Kerrang. Thank you.
It must be going down really well in your set at the moment. I think when you've got a current single, that's always a highlight of your set, surely.
It is, and to be honest, we're not playing it in this set.
You're not playing
it? No.
What?
The only reason is we had made the set before it was getting released, and we rehearsed it, and then we had no time to come in here. We have no sound checks or anything, so we haven't rehearsed that single. It was definitely not our intention to not play it, but it happened.
It's a bold move, not playing the new song.
I know
what? When you come back,
we'll do it.
People will be so excited to see that song live.
Absolutely.
That it will go down really, really
well.
You've released a couple of live albums of your previous shows.
Yes.
Is that something you're planning to do with this now, maybe to sort of bridge the gap while you're having a bit of downtime?
I don't think so. I think we're going to release something, but we didn't really film any of the live stuff on this last run just due to not having people in place to do it at the time and budgetary. We spent a lot of money on the production on the last tours, so we just didn't really have it there to do. But we have things that we are going to release in between. We have some acoustic stuff that we've done and some songs that didn't necessarily make the last record but we wanted the fans to have. So there will be some stuff out there for sure.
Well, Barry, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for all the support.
Give these next 4 nights your all. Ruin yourselves knowing that you've got the next 2 or 3 months off, and then we'll look forward to hearing what happens on the new record.
Absolutely. I'll definitely go home with some bumps and bruises. We'll give it our all.